You're listening to SBS News.
What about the centre there?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
Every workday seems to be getting longer at this steel manufacturing business in Melbourne. Owner Greg Cole is managing the huge workload as best as he can. But he says there's only so much a small team can deliver on time.
We just don't have enough labour to complete the jobs. Lots of work and not enough labour to complete the job. So now we're working longer hours to get the job over the line. So you're losing more money by paying more overtime.
For a decade, Mr. Cole's business has relied heavily on hiring skilled tradespeople from overseas. But like many in the construction industry, dire immigration issues stemming from the pandemic has left him with minimal staff and desperate.
We advertise all the time, full time, and most of our people now come from overseas. We've got to the point where it's just a running ad.
From the factory floor to farms, GP clinics and classrooms, Australia is in the grips of a national labour shortage. The most obvious stopgap solution, according to leaders, is more visas for more foreign workers. Raising the permanent migration cap was a central outcome of last month's Jobs and Skills Summit in Canberra, led by the Prime Minister.
My great hope that this Jobs and Skills Summit marks the beginning of a new culture of cooperation.
Australia's intake is to go from 160,000 to 195,000 places. Around 5,000 of those will be allocated to the healthcare sector, 6,000 to workers with critical infrastructure skills, and nearly 7,000 to the technology sector. Regional visas will also increase by 9,000 to 35,000 places. But industry leaders say this only answers part of the problem. Around 880,000 prospective workers are currently waiting in Australia's massive visa processing backlog. Chief Executive of Restaurant and Catering Australia, Belinda Clark, says it must be fixed.
We certainly need some reform in this processing. There's a lot of red tape that needs to be reduced and it needs to start happening straight away. I think if we're looking at the opportunities to be able to fill this gap in our workforce, it needs to start there.
The hospitality industry has been one of the hardest hit by staff shortages and is in dire need of foreign workers. Ms. Clark says while she welcomes any investment, she wants employers to know relief won't come instantly.
I don't think that we're going to see an improvement for some time when it comes to the backlog that we're looking at for the visa processing. I hope that we do see something in the mid next year, but it's going to take a while to be able to fill this problem.
The government has already pledged $36 million to hire 500 extra staff over 9 months in order to reduce processing times. But the question is whether that's enough to repair Australia's so-called broken system. Immigration expert Abul Rizvi says he expects more will be needed.
I don't think there's an option. They will undoubtedly commit a lot more over the next 4 years than they announced at the Jobs Summit because the size of the problem is just so big. But I would have to say additional money will not be enough. There are other issues that have to be fixed with the department to overcome the backlogs that we have. There are serious morale issues, there are serious culture issues, there are major systems problems.
The number of occupations suffering skills shortages has nearly doubled in the past year. According to a government report released in October, the most in-demand jobs include nurses and aged care staff, software programmers, construction and childcare workers. Chief Executive of the Australian College of Nursing, Professor Kylie Ward, says with global competition, Australia will have to work hard to entice healthcare professionals.
So the fast-tracking of the bureaucracy around that process would be very important because alternatively what nurses in other countries do is they have choices. Every nurse now has a choice of where they work, when they work, how they work and who they'll work with. And that's something Australia needs to consider.
And as countries around the world compete for staff, unclogging the system and sweetening offers are vital to attracting the best talent and keeping them.
We can't just look at recruiting people and not retaining them. It's not okay to bring people out and then we don't look at retention.
The government has also committed to provide permanent residency for 20,000 people living on temporary protection visas, which it says will also help alleviate the skills shortage. But as employers like Greg Cole know all too well, settling, hiring and training people takes time, so he's not holding his breath.
We could be out of business in 3 to 6 months, I don't know, or we could be going well.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.